somebody else is here with me today.
Hi.
It's Izzy! Yay, Izzy's here. So, we're just gonna kind of talk, catch up, hang out.
Yeah, so get your snack, get a cup of coffee.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
What does this do?
Wing. We talked a little bit about this on our talk show, link in description, but we started a talk show, really late night show with May and Izzy, on our second account?
On our Pinterest.
One of our Pinterest.
Yeah.
And we said that we would talk more about Isla's birthday, so you just turned 14?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I turned 14 yesterday on October 8th, and I just went shopping, and that was pretty much it. I mean, I feel like I enjoyed, the week better than my actual birthday.
Oh, like the week leading up to it?
Yeah, and today.
Well, let's go over some of the questions that we didn't go over on our talk show that relate to Girl Scouts and our project a little bit. For context, we're having a sleepover, and we were trying to film the first episode, but finished one episode, watched High School Musical, did some other fun stuff, spilled coffee creamer all over my face.
That was so funny.
Okay, we're back now, and we decided that now we're going to talk about the flowers in Hawaii. And, how they change for the different seasons, because in Hawaii, there's two seasons. There's summer.
And winter.
Not even winter. There's summer and cold summer. Yeah, cold summer is, 60 degrees, and summer is, 80. But the thing about Hawaii is it, stays the same temperature all year, I feel like.
Yeah, usually the temperature, it honestly varies. One day it can be super hot, and then the next day it can be cold for us is 60 degrees.
Yeah. Cold for us is 60, not 20.
And everywhere on island has a different climate. Literally it's such a
so
different
weird.
Atmosphere. It can be raining in one place and then it can be so dry in a different place.
Yeah.
And by winter, usually winter means there's big waves. So,
well, it depends on what side of the island you're on.
Yeah, on North Shore, that's usually where, a lot of the big waves are. That's what North Shore is famous for.
Mm-hmm. We were on the North Shore today. And, keep in mind, they do, a lot of surfing competitions in the winter on the North Shore. I don't know if they're going to this year. But because the waves are, 20 feet big. And it's, the second week of October, and the waves were already, getting really high, close mm-hmm. to shore, crashing over all the rocks. So, yeah, and then it's so weird because in the summer, the waves in, Honolulu, Waikiki, the waves are better there, and it's more calm on the North Shore. And then in, the winters, November to January, it's, the complete opposite.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So, but that also does kind of relate to the plants. That also relates to the plants because based on, where the plants are located on the island, they can, literally change based on, the waves. And it's honestly kind of confusing. It's honestly kind of confusing, but basically, depending on where the plant is located on the island, so North Shore, Honolulu, Leeward, what's the other side called?
West side, east side.
Based on where the plant is located on the island, it depends on how the plant will grow. So for example, you can have hibiscus that are thriving on the North Shore because, okay, I'm also making up this climate. I would have to do more research, or we would have to do more research about if it actually rains a lot on the North Shore. But hibiscus might be thriving on the North Shore because there's so much rain, but then hibiscus literally don't survive in Waikiki because the sun is brutal. So based on where the plant is on the island, kind of depends
mm-hmm.
on that. And then just also the type of plant.
Yeah, for example, so where I live, there's a lot of rain. So usually, it rains every day, or it can just rain once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it rains and then it literally only rains for 3 seconds.
So weird.
Yeah. So usually, like, there are a lot of tropical plants, but usually, like, there's more of others than the rest.
And also, like, I don't even know if this is the right word, like, shrubs. Like, not shrubs. I don't want to say plants because they're all plants. Like, leaves, if that makes sense. Like, more, like, the greener, like, the succulents.
Oh, I know what you're trying to say.
I don't know how to word
foliage.
It. Foliage, that's the word. Like, all the foliage will thrive in areas where it's, like, very rainy. But then, like, the more, like, commonly known flowers that you'll see is, like, your plumeria, your bird of paradise, all those, like, popular flowers, I guess you could say. I don't really know. All the flowers that are on the tropical flower fabrics that you get at Walmart. Those type of flowers. Those type of flowers you find in, like, towards, like, the North Shore where it doesn't. Actually, I literally don't even know where they thrive. Please hold. Okay, we're back now. The tropical plants you'll find in areas where it doesn't really rain as much. So, like, Waikiki, it's kind of the same. It, like, rains a lot, but then also it just, like, stops. So, yeah. If you go to Waikiki, like, you do see a lot of plumeria just because, like, the water is very good for them. And, like, we have a lot of flowers in our backyard, and I know we have to water them every day, and so that's why. Those plants that only need, like, watering, they only need to be watered once a day. That's why they thrive in areas where it rains only, like, a little bit. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, but that's pretty much, like, how the seasons affect, like,
the plant.
All the flowers.
And very plants. Boring. We have summer and cold summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we are approaching cold summer. Remember last year? So I moved here a year. Summer 2019, and I remember, like, last, like, November, I walked out of the house in, like, a short sleeve shirt, and I was like, it's cold, and then it was like 60 degrees. It was so weird. So just know if you ever come visit
Hawaii. Oh, that was my lip.
Sorry. I pulled on the mic on accident. So if you want to hear more, we are planning on doing more podcasts soon, hopefully together. I think that's it. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.
Hi there, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to follow us on our other socials, you can go to www.lnk.bio/57dy.